Welcome to another edition of Shedding Lights. And today I'm honored to have one woman in the studio and one woman coming in on the phone. And we're going to discuss a very unpleasant topic, and that's human trafficking. And I have two foremost authorities on that subject. In the studio with me today is the Social Actions Mission Coordinator for the United Methodist Women of San Jose, Anna Noble. Anna, welcome to KZSU.
Thank you very much for having us.
Sure thing. In the respect of full disclosure, you're the mother of one of our DJs down here.
Yes, I am.
She's part of the show part of the crew that does the show Lift Jesus Higher, heard every Sunday from 6 to 9 a.m. right here at KZSU. Her name is Keisha.
That's correct.
And she actually brought you down today. We want to thank her for that. Thank you, Keisha. But Anna, you're involved in trying to get the word out about human trafficking. And what I'd like you to do first is introduce yourself to the folks.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Anna Noble, and like Bird said, I am the Social Actions Mission Coordinator for the United Methodist Women's San Jose District. And as the Social Actions Coordinator, it is my job to keep the people within the district aware of social actions and social justice issues. And so for the past year, I've been working on human trafficking more so than any other issue. And that's because I think that it is the greatest human rights issue that's facing our time presently.
Uh-huh. And how did you get involved in this subject? What brought you to this? Because this isn't like your life's work, right?
No, I became involved because, again, as a social actions coordinator, it's my job to keep people aware of social justice issues. And I frankly did not want to get involved with human trafficking. I felt like because there are 27 million people who are enslaved presently, I felt a sense of hopelessness that I could not do anything about saving 27 million people. And so therefore I decided I really didn't want to know a whole lot about it. But I got a call to attend a training session in Atlanta, Georgia, on behalf of a social actions coordinator who couldn't make it. And once I got there and began to become aware of it, I realized that I could no longer escape this topic. And I also came to the realization that while I cannot save 27 million people, perhaps I can spread awareness and influence maybe one person's life. And if I've done that, then my mission, as I see it, has been accomplished.
You're listening to Anna Noble, the Social Actions Mission Coordinator for the United Methodist Women of San Jose. And we were talking off mic, and you said your area stretches from San Jose all the way down to Monterey, huh?
From Fremont all the way down to, yes, the Monterey Marina area.
And just briefly, what's your background, education-wise? And I understand that you spent some time in the military.
That's correct. I'm a retired United States Air Force veteran. And in the daytime, well, I'm currently unemployed, but when I'm not unemployed, I am a human resources manager. And so this is not what I do full-time. This is not... this is not what I do full-time, but this is what I've been spending my time on most recently.
So this is all volunteer for you. This
is
an unpaid
correct.
Position.
That's
and that's pretty amazing because doing it for no money is really a labor of love. And being a woman, it must be really touch your heart to hear these stories, huh?
It did, which is why I ran from it for such a long period of time because mm-hmm. I felt I couldn't handle it is what I felt. But then I began to realize that I can handle hearing about it because there are people who are actually living that life who absolutely cannot handle it. So.
Now you've contacted another one of your friends who's involved in this subject, and that's Rosario Dowling from Californians Against Slavery. And I do believe we have her on the line now. Rosario Dowling, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Great. Can you speak up as loud as you can and get as close to the phone as you can?
Sure.
Great. That sounded... We're not on speakerphone, are we?
No.
Good. Rosario Dowling, you're the coordinator for Californians Against Slavery. And can you briefly introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm the coordinator, volunteer coordinator for Sacramento County. I basically work as a liaison at the state capitol with state representatives on behalf of California Against Slavery. And I speak at human trafficking forums representing California Against Slavery.
And how do you and Anna know each other?
Anna and I actually met here in Sacramento during a presentation by an ICE official. And it was then that we made the connection. There was another CAS member that at the time was spearheading the movement here in Northern California, Lita Sample. And so that's how Anna and I met.
Wow. This is pretty horrific stuff. It's a very unpleasant topic. But I wanted to touch on it today because I like you ladies, I feel that more people need to become aware of this. It's happening right under our noses, in our very neighborhoods, in our midst. This last Wednesday on the San Francisco Weekly, the little newspaper that comes out, they had a cover story of a woman that had been kidnapped, brought across the Mexican-California border, Arizona border, and brought into Phoenix, brought into a rape house. And it shocked everybody that read it. And I think it's quite ironic that we had planned to do the show today and that story just came out. Anna, what is human trafficking?
Well, the United Nations define human trafficking. There's quite a long definition. And it's defined as the recruitment, transportation, transfer, harboring, or receipt of persons by means of threat or use of coercion of coercion, of abduction, of fraud, of deception, of the abuse of power, of the position of vulnerability, or of the giving and receiving of payment or benefit to achieve the consent of a person having control over another person for the purposes of exploitation. And exploitation shall include at a minimum the exploitation of the prostitute, of others, and other forms of sexual exploitation, forced labor or service, slavery or practices similar to slavery, servitude, or the removal of organs. So it's quite a mouthful, but
sure
it
is.
Really involves three things, which is a criminal act, a means, or the purpose of exploitation. And so when it's broken down, it's pretty simple. The criminal act can be the recruitment, the transportation, transfer, harboring, or receipt. The means is by threat of force, coercion, abduction, fraud, or deception, or in some cases the abuse of power of a vulnerable person. And, of course, for the giving of payment to achieve the consent of another person to have control over.
You're hearing from Anna Noble right now, and also on the phone with us, Rosario Dowling. Rosario, how does that description fit in with your work in human slavery?
Well, that's exactly what we've been trying to define to people in general, because we're looking to strengthen California's laws that are already there, but are not at the same level for the severity of the crime. They're not at the same level as federal laws.
Really?
And so we have to basically take from that definition, like Anna said, it's a mouthful, and basically break that down to people's level to understand and grasp what human trafficking is. And so in our work of wanting to strengthen laws, we even have to try and indoctrinate our state representatives, because at times they're not even sure the whole definition of human trafficking or the spectrum of it.
And you being an advocate in Sacramento, fighting for that cause, dealing with the representatives, are you finding it difficult for them to do they find it surprising that California's laws aren't as stringent as federal law?
Do no, they're not surprised by it.
They're not?
And to be honest with you, it really is the newer blood coming into the state capitol that is on board.
Uh-huh.
The state reps that are entrenched already there at the Capitol, they have their agendas. Some of them have great agendas. Others are basically will skim through issues. Everyone has their particular agenda on what they work on and who lobbies with them,
uh-huh.
who lobbies for them. And so I can just throw out a name here, Assemblymember Nathan Fletcher from San Diego. He is working on Chelsea's law. He is new blood to the state capitol. And we met with him just a month ago, and already he put human trafficking verbiage into Chelsea's law. And we're hoping that that will pass. He was already told not to include anything else because it wouldn't pass. In mm-hmm. fact, the committee, the legislative committee, was basically pulling other things out already. And so when you have new blood, you have this great energy towards it. We really have to be motivating involvement on the community to speak out, go to the state capitol, meet with these people, let them know that it is a problem and that you are concerned.
And you don't even have to go.
That way they start seeing a little bit more effort towards it.
Right, and you could call, too. A phone call
Absolutely.
Works sometimes, right? And all
yes.
those representatives have offices in their districts, so you might even know. What is Chelsea's law, Rosario?
To be honest with you, I'm not completely familiar with Chelsea's law, other than it is giving more accountability on registered sex offenders, the releasing of sex offenders, making sure, similar to what happened to Chelsea King in San Diego, she was abducted and killed by a sex offender who was not supposed to be released when he was released. And so it's basically tying in on that end, making sure that when an inmate is going to be released, let's say on good behavior in jail doesn't translate to good behavior in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be supporting of these representatives. And so Chelsea's law will probably be the only criminal bill that passes through the assembly this year.
Interesting. We're talking to Rosario Dowling from Sacramento, an advocate for Californians against slavery, and Anna Noble, who's the Social Actions Mission Coordinator for the United Methodist Women of the San Jose Branch. And talking about human slavery and trafficking today. And Anna, what are some types of trafficking in people?
Well, I think people would be surprised that there are several types of human trafficking. I know the one that we hear about most frequently is probably sexual exploitation, slavery. But there's forced labor, which is a form of servitude. There's organ trafficking. There's child soldiers and child brides. So I think that people would be surprised that I think that in isolation, when you hear about some of these issues, you don't fit all the pieces together to form what is known as human trafficking or modern-day slavery. But all of those are types of human trafficking.
Who's most susceptible to human trafficking?
Well, anyone is. I think people will also be surprised to learn that 80% of all people who are enslaved are either women or children.
Wow.
Right. And so a young lady is more susceptible if they're looking for a sense of, more susceptible, that is, to sexual exploitation, slavery, if they're looking for a sense of belonging. Gateway is the incest is the gateway to prostitution. And although youth of any background are susceptible, kids who are constantly in trouble or who come from unstable family lives, kids who are chronic truant runaways, or kids in foster care are usually more susceptible. But again, it could affect any child. We know of a young lady who was abducted from her home in Sacramento and brought to Fremont, where the guy who took her had her working out of a Fremont hotel.
Isn't that amazing? And also, Rosario, you mentioned that your call to action came after hearing a local mother's story of her 17-year-old mentally disabled daughter being kidnapped from a grocery store in her house slippers, taken to Oregon, drugged, and repeatedly raped, brought to San Francisco, sold on Craigslist under erotic services, and finally found at a Motel 6 in Fremont, California. Can you speak more about that?
Yes, that's correct. That's Vicky Zito's story. And basically, she's here in El Dorado Hills. She's been a champion for this initiative. She is a very brave person to go out and speak publicly and be able to hold her composure. This is the absurdity of how the community does not respond sometimes quickly enough to the dangers. We don't sound a call to seeing things that are alarming, or we'd rather not get involved because we're afraid of retribution. And so in this case, when I heard Vicky speak, it really enraged me and challenged me. I don't have daughters, I have sons. Boys are prostituted differently from girls, but as a mother and as a woman, it just really spoke volumes to me that this could happen anywhere. Your child doesn't have to be 7 or 8 years old. This girl was 17, and the fact that she was mentally disabled should really spark action in us all.
Mm-hmm.
That is unacceptable, and that's really what I work with. Seeing her, being able to talk to her, Vicky, really shows me her perseverance. And even when I feel as though I'm getting a lot of negative responses from state representatives, that still, just knowing that Vicky is holding out for hope and championing this cause for justice, it makes me want to go out and declare, hey, we need more people to get involved in this cause.
You're hearing from Rosario Dowling, part of Californians Against Slavery. And the show today, the show's topic is slavery and human trafficking. Also with us in studio is Anna Noble, the Social Actions Mission Coordinator for the United Methodist Women of San Jose. And Anna, we've heard that there is a link between sex trafficking and prostitution. And we've heard a couple of stories where women were forced into that. And we heard that a woman was sold on Craigslist under erotic services. So we know the internet plays a part in this industry. Would legalization of prostitution reduce sexual exploitation and trafficking?
Well, that's a big question, but I want to touch first of all on something that Rosario said, and I think that people might be surprised to find out that the average age of a girl who is caught up in sexual exploitation, slavery, is 12 to 14.
That's shocking.
That is shocking. That's the average age.
That's going on right now.
That's correct.
Right.
That's the average age. They can be as young as 6 or 8, but 12 to 14 is the reported average age.
That's even more shocking. 6 to 8?
Can be as young as 6 or 8.
My gosh.
One of the things that strikes me very frequently is that there are lots of issues that we hear about, read about, get involved with, and we frequently hear people say, well, what about the children? How would this affect the children? What will we tell our children? And there might be very legitimate questions in those circumstances, but in this case, we wonder where's the outrage, because this is 80% of the people who are trafficked are women and children. So we are very surprised that there's not more outrage on this topic, that there aren't people lining up on the steps of City Hall and bombarding the legislators, asking them to do something, because this is truly, really about the children. And so that's That's where we come down on this issue, California Against Slavery also, I know, because I've spent some time volunteering with California Against Slavery, and we've gone to several churches, and we've worked on getting signatures for a petition to put on the ballot. And there are so many people who are unaware of it, and I understand that. But then once people are aware, I just want to know, where is the outrage? Because this truly is about the children.
Now, besides the legislation and trying to change that, where does law enforcement come into this? I would think that would be the front line. Does law enforcement have special units that look into this? Are they looking out for this kind of stuff? Is this high on their priority list?
Rosaria, I'll let you take this one because I know you guys are working on some training.
Sure. Actually, there are only certain counties that have specific vice squads for this. Now, I'm here locally in a small town called Elk Grove, California,
mm-hmm.
and I've met the police officer who heads the division, or heads the squad, excuse me, regarding this issue. And there isn't enough training, there isn't enough awareness, and to be honest with you, there isn't enough, like Anna said, there isn't enough outrage. This is all about making sure that you process the individual who is committing the crime. And so when you have a girl brought out of a prostitution ring or caught with a John, she is the first one to actually be criminalized by this.
The actual victim gets victimized.
Goes to juvenile hall. She has dual roles. She is not only a victim, but she is a perpetrator of her own crime. And so this is, again, something that should be at the forefront of what we think about for law enforcement. We should be training our law enforcement. San Jose area does it. Fresno does it. I know that San Francisco and Oakland are doing this. San Diego is doing this.
They're training their officers?
They're training their officers. Orange County, there's a great program that allowed for a grant to be given to an organization that works specifically with victims of this crime, and they are doing the training for the police officers in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the items that we were asking for on this initiative that Anna spoke about. It did not get on the November ballot, and we're pushing for round two for November of 2012, but that was a two-hour training for police officers. That's a little training.
I was going to ask, is that a lot or a little? And you answered my question. We're talking to Rosario Dowling, Californians Against Slavery. Do you guys have a website, Rosario?
Yes, we do. It's just the same thing, CaliforniaAgainstSlavery.org.
Okay.
You can find all sorts of resources, examples of cases. You can find us on there if you want to email us. It's just very informative.
And you've also mentioned off-air that you guys are actively recruiting volunteers for your ballot initiative in all your work, right?
Absolutely.
So if people are interested, they get online, go to California Against Rape, and sign up if they want.
Well, they basically sign up at California Against Slavery.
California Against Slavery. Right.
Right. And it'll give all the emails to who you need to address it to. We originally had a county-by-county listing, but we found that people just want the information quickly. So at that point, we're basically delving out in what county people are in.
Mm-hmm.
And so please, absolutely, sign up, and we will get back to you.
Okay.
One of the other things I wanted to touch on that Rosaria mentioned was, we talked about the children, what it means to get involved because children are involved. And I wanted to mention that the World Congress Against Commercial Sexual Exploitation talks about commercial sexual exploitation of children can also mean demanding sexual favors or favors in kind from children within your care. So for food or shelter and those kind of things, it also falls falls under sexual exploitation for children.
That's some seriously sick stuff there. And again, a very unpleasant topic, but one that needs to be addressed, one that needs to be aired out, and folks need to get awakened to it. All of us do. It makes us sick when we hear this kind of stuff.
Right.
Children.
Right.
Until it gets out in the light, both of you ladies will agree that nothing's going to be being, just to think about it. Very unpleasant issue, and a lot of people don't like to even hear about it or talk about it. But until we get it out there in the open and look at it and turn the light on it, I guess it's not going to end, is it?
Right. I think I know for sure that until we get involved, our children are not safe. And that affects our lives, the quality of our lives also. One of the things that Rosaria touched on was about taking our children to hotels. And I say our children because while it is not my child, it is somebody else's child. But I think that we have too long looked at it that way and think it is somebody else's child. And we need to start taking ownership for our children. And until we start seeing them as our children, I think that they will continue to suffer. And by extension, so will we. Now, the hotel industry has an existing code of conduct that says there are about 6 to 10 items on it, but they are to be trained and be aware of prostitution in their hotels, and they're supposed to put a stop to it. So this is the hotel and service industry, but I am pretty sure that the training is not getting all the way down to the people who see this and either look the other way or are not aware of what they can do about it, which is why in the Fremont Motel Hotel, this young lady, Chelsea, was allowed to be raped for profit.
Oh, so, my God.
Right.
Anna, you mentioned that you, when you first got into this, they sent you to a training in Atlanta, and you mentioned off mic that in, Atlanta had an acute problem with this that they became aware of, so they started dealing with it, and they have one of the better programs for training. Can you speak a little bit about that, what they're doing, the work they're doing down in Atlanta, and how it might be different from out here?
That's true. A lot of it came about as a result of a judge who went knocking on doors of very influential people. And pretty much what she said was that she had just sentenced her 1,000th teenager who was involved in the commercial sexual industry. And she was dumbfounded that a child cannot legally engage in sex, but she was sentencing them for sexual contracts. They couldn't make contracts because they were underage, but the people who were actually the perpetrators of the crime were getting off free while these children were going to jail. So she went to see the mayor of Atlanta at the time, and she said, "We've got to do something about it." And the mayor of Atlanta, who was herself sexually exploited as a child, put enough force behind it. She set up a task force and did some very positive things. Now, they still have a problem with it.
But they're aware of it.
They're aware of it.
And what about their training program?
They have an extensive training program that lots of other cities are starting to model. One of the things they became aware of was that as Atlanta decided to market itself as a city of choice for conventions and that sort of thing, there's an underground people there, traffickers, panders, organized crime, who was also marketing Atlanta as a place to go to have sex with children.
Mm. Wow.
And so as a result, the Atlanta mayor decided to put together a task force that went into high gear to put a stop to some of this behavior. So
I know one of the common things in Atlanta is, and businessmen do this every day for lunch, you go to strip clubs. There's
yes.
more strip clubs in Atlanta, I think, than any other town, maybe outside Vegas or Atlantic City. I don't know about those two, but I've heard there's a lot.
Right.
Rosario, what kind of contact have you made with people from other states?
Currently, we've pretty much stayed on track to stay in California.
Uh-huh.
Make coalition building a priority. And so what we've found is that police officers, associations in San Diego, are making themselves readily available to this cause. The Police Officers Association here in Sacramento, the currently retiring Sheriff McGinnis here in Sacramento has come on board. In fact, he has already pledged to volunteer with us upon retirement. So we're building coalitions with other nonprofit organizations that are specifically geared towards helping the victims of these crimes, whether it's Missy, whether it's GEMS, whether it's or branch off of GEMS here, and also AIM. These are nonprofit organizations. Really, they are the foot soldiers.
You mentioned AIM, A-I-M?
AIM, which is Agape International Ministries, A-I-M, yes. And they're very large in Cambodia and in Thailand, and they've now set up shop here in Sacramento because Sacramento County has been found to produce the most child pornography for the whole state of California. And if that, again, like Anna said, if that doesn't cause you to just be outraged for the children that are involved in this, I challenge people to watch a playground, that's the title of it, playground documentary that is being executively produced by George Clooney. That will challenge you.
That was another thing I was going to ask. I was going to ask, are there any books or documentaries on this subject?
And so there are plenty.
There are plenty.
And I would say A Crime So Monstrous, that's Benjamin Skinner, and he's basically,
that's one.
In Thailand and Cambodia and Haiti.
Okay.
But here locally in California, there are plenty of good resources.
Where would people find these?
Go to our website.
John, your website, California Against Slavery. Check your website for documentaries. And there must be some written material too, huh? Some books?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There are plenty of resources.
And have any of these sex offenders that have, I don't know if they get reformed, but have any of them spoken up after they've been caught, maybe after been incarcerated, maybe after they got out, or maybe while they were in? Have any of them spoken about this world at all and shed any light on it?
You know, I don't know if Anna has any anything to add on that. I'll just real quickly say this. Any time that you get a chance to watch Dr. Phil or Oprah basically interviewing these offenders, You will not hear that any of them are reformed. You will hear, there was one recently on Dr. Phil's show that he said, I had no control. I had absolutely no control, and that is why I could rape a child as young as 3, a teenager 12 to 15, 16 or 17, male or female. I had no control.
Wow.
He says now he has control of himself, but he does have to move himself from the situation that causes him to be tempted. These individuals, the recidivism rate on these individuals is what's alarming. And the fact that our laws are so lax, you could have a sex offender basically go to jail for 3 to 5 years after sexually molesting a child. That's not long enough.
No, that's insane. Also, too, to send them to prison, okay, that's one thing for the punishment, but these people need some kind of, it's beyond therapy, but they need they need some kind of serious, deep mind-changing, you know? It's almost like they need to get sent to a special place that, okay, you're locked up, but also we're either going to change your mind or you have to stay in because we can't have you walking the streets like that.
Right.
They actually have an island for sex offenders.
Who does?
Another documentary or special that you can watch.
Who has an island?
You've heard of it, Anna.
No, he wanted to know who has an island.
Oh, that's off of the state of Washington.
Okay.
And they keep sex offenders on an island?
Even after they have served their time, they send them there. And these are the most heinous sex offenders.
Really?
Against children and minors.
Wow.
I know that.
It was just on I believe it was either KVIE or PBS special.
I know that SAGE, which is in San Francisco.
What does that stand for, Anna?
You know, I wish I knew.
Okay, SAGE is an organization.
SAGE
now.
Is an organization
okay.
in San Francisco.
Okay.
And they do many things, but they work with survivors of human trafficking, and they also work with victims of sexual exploitation trafficking. But in addition, they also work with traffickers. I know that Norma, and I always mispronounce her name, but it's, I think it's Hot Taglin, who is now deceased. She died in 2008. She was a former victim of sexual trafficking. And she started the first John's School. And what they do is for a first-time offender, John, they work with that person. And I believe that the recidivism rate for that group is pretty low. But they work with the men as well, because they're hoping to prevent people from going back into sexual exploitation of children.
Uh-huh.
And so I know that is one organization in the nation.
SAGE.
There may be others. SAGE.
In San Francisco. People just Google that.
Right. That's also a nonprofit organization, so you can look them up, and they're always, of course, looking for donations and volunteers.
Okay.
And they do very good work.
So what we've learned in this last hour is we've found out about California Against Slavery, and their website is californiaagainstslavery.org. Rosario Dowling is one of their coordinators. And we've learned about human trafficking from Anna Noble, the Social Actions Mission Coordinator for the United Methodist Women from San Jose. And on the California Against Slavery website, you can find out about their ballot initiative work, trying to get an initiative on the ballot for 2012, also to strengthen California's laws. Also on the California Against Slavery website, you can find out all the different documentaries and any books that have been written on this subject. And if people want to wake up to this, they can call their representatives and find out what they're doing, press them. And would it be okay to, what about calling law enforcement and your local law enforcement, finding out how they feel, what they know, if you're a concerned citizen, wouldn't you want to know what your local police think about it, feel about it, and find out if they're on the job or do they have anybody working on that?
Exactly, and find out what programs exist, if any, and everything you just said. Find out what exists in the community. Now, they may tell you that they don't have a problem with it, but like I just said, there are some industries that are more prone to it than others.
Right.
And so if they're too much in denial about its existence, I believe that may tell you something very telling also.
Yeah. When I read this article about the rape house in Phoenix, my first thought was, where are the cops? They don't cops cruise the neighborhoods? Aren't cops looking for criminals? Can't they tell suspicious activity when you got people coming in and out of a house? Mm-hmm. Is either drugs or prostitution, one of the two, right?
Right.
Rosario, anything you want to add to sum up this hour?
I would say that people need to get involved. Get involved. Look out for those in your community. Go on our website. Volunteer. This is something, like Anna said, that we should be outraged over.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are many noble causes, many, but this will really start in our community.
Great. Anna, you want to add anything to that?
I wanted to add a documentary, which is called Very Young Girls. And I think that would be very eye-opening to people who have not been exposed to this topic before. I wanted to let people know that Oakland has the dubious distinction or dishonor of being known as the place where most children are commercially sexually exploited. And I know Oakland does not want to be known for that. So if you can get in touch with Missy and find out how you can help. And Missy is an acronym that stands for motivating, inspiring, I'm not sure what the other S is for, but it's sexually exploited children. That's MISSSEY. And if you Google them, you will be able to see who they are and what they do. And see if you can give them a hand, perhaps. I wanted to add also that I know you asked a question earlier and we didn't get to it. I was afraid that an hour, if it were just me, was going to be a lot. But now I'm seeing that we...
Radio time is like dog years. It goes by very fast.
It goes by very quickly. But I also wanted to let you know that there is a very distinct link between prostitution and human trafficking. There's a very high death rate. The STDs for girls who are in prostitution is extremely high. They have most of the time two or more sexually transmitted diseases, the post-traumatic stress disorder in girls coming out of that, you might be shocked to know, is greater than in war combat.
I'll bet. So, it probably causes a lot of suicide. Something you said, too, Rosario, in our conversation before we got on the air, was a lot of these women, especially, will never be found.
Correct.
They disappear, and they'll never be found. And we don't even want to go into what's happening to them. Well, we do, but that's got to be for another show. Rosario Dowling, California Against Slavery. Check the website, folks. Thank you very much, Rosario. Anna Noble, thank you for all your great work. And let's continue on this subject down the road. Let's get you ladies back on for an update sometime in the future, okay?
Thank you very much for having us. We so appreciate it.
Thank you. You ladies have a great day, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Bert.
This is KZSU. Thank you. This is KZSU Stanford.